With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. It's been over 2 months since Cayman has shut its borders, and His Excellency, the Governor Martin Roper, pays particular tribute Monday to Police Commission and his team for their performance in law and order during the COVID-19 crisis.
22 March, we closed our borders. 24 March, the first curfew. Not only have they all performed fantastically throughout this, our law and order situation also remains very stable, which is extremely good news.
Governor Roper also gave praises to Cayman's charitable sector for their efforts.
Acts of Random Kindness, Meals on Wheels, and Resilience Cayman, a newly formed community organisation partnering with the Chambers of Commerce, all doing really important charitable works, particularly around providing food kitchens and providing meals. And I know that many of our restaurants have really stepped up to support them in doing that. So my huge thanks to all of you.
His Excellency Governor Martin Roper.
We have got plentiful swabs. PPE, we're doing well.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee updated the country on our testing and personal protective equipment supplies as widespread testing continues, as does the phased reopening of the community. Cayman has between 9 to 12 weeks of supply of PPE on hand, 149,000 tests and over 200,000 swabs. Over the last 2 weeks, Cayman has reported over 500 test results per day between Monday and Friday. The current total stands at 134 positive cases overall. In other local news,
there are many logistics that take place from checking people in, verifying IDs, labeling the specimen tubes, and handing out patient portal information.
The Minister for Health recognizes the Red Cross volunteers who have been helping at the Health Services Authority drive-through tents and the on-site mobile screenings.
These volunteers come out every morning, Monday to Friday before 7 a.m., all while wearing PPE, including isolation gowns, which makes working outside even hotter. Their volunteer efforts towards our country's screening of COVID-19 is commendable, and on behalf of the Ministry of Health, I thank you personally.
The Honorable Dwayne Seymour. And now for a look at news from around the Caribbean, here's Carib Update's Wendy Chateau.
Haiti is moving towards becoming the first Caribbean community, CARICOM country, to register 1,000 cases of the coronavirus, which has so far killed 334,964 people and infected over 5 million others worldwide. The Ministry of Public Health, in its latest bulletin, said that the French-speaking CARICOM country had recorded 93 new cases, bringing the total to 958. The ministry said that one person had also died, bringing the total number of deaths to 27 since the first case of the virus was detected on March 19. Grenada's Minister of Health, Nicholas Steele, has downplayed what appears to be a rush ahead by Antigua and St. Lucia to open up their airports to international flights next week. It is believed that Eastern Caribbean nations had an understanding that the first step would have been to open up to regional travel initially. But fiscal bleeding, heavily tourist-dependent St. John's and Castries appear to have moved ahead.
No, we are in agreement in terms of OECS-wide protocols and in general an OECS-wide date. Now, there are certain OECS countries that have gone ahead and declared a date and say that they will be the first to open. That date that was declared has been agreed upon by the OECS. That's the date that the first couple of OECS countries will open, and that the rest of OECS countries are looking to open shortly thereafter, within a week or so. That is the intention.
Steele acknowledged that independent countries can, in the end, determine their own schedules.
But while we have the regional entity that we all subscribe to and use to form our basic protocols, we also do recognize that we are independent nations and will have some slight variations.
And now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
President Macron has announced billions of dollars in state aid to help the recovery and transformation of France's car industry, badly hit by the coronavirus crisis. He said he wanted French car makers to produce 1 million electric and hybrid vehicles within 5 years and offered buyers generous subsidies. The Afghan government has released hundreds of Taliban prisoners amid calls for the militants to extend a 3-day ceasefire. It said some 900 Taliban prisoners would be freed across Afghanistan. The governor of Rio de Janeiro has rejected accusations of corruption after Brazil's federal police raided his official residence and home. Wilson Witzel, who's a political rival of President Bolsonaro, accused him of interference in the police. The British Prime Minister is facing continued pressure from within his own Conservative Party to sack his top adviser for travelling across England during the coronavirus lockdown. Boris Johnson said he was satisfied with Dominic Cummings' explanation on Monday.
And that'll take us out of Radio Cayman's Noon News. I'm Dion Anglin.